Hello again, folks. Welcome to our study and another devotional. Matthew chapter 7, and in the Sermon on the Mount, verse number 1 to verse number 5, the Lord Jesus says, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." It's very easy to be judgmental. Very easy to point out the faults in others and not see our own. And sometimes we point out the faults in other people and their failures and failings and shortcomings to try and elevate ourselves and make ourselves look better. But anybody can be a critic. Anybody can see the worst in other people. Anybody can hide behind a phone or a keyboard and say things about people whenever they're not there to defend themselves, or whenever somebody's dead and gone or you're distanced from somebody. It's easy to be a critic. And it's not very spiritual. Jesus Christ said, "Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be meted unto you." Let me illustrate. A number of years ago, I was across the water speaking at a midweek meeting on the subject of revival. I still remember I was speaking from Ezekiel chapter 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. And during the course of the message, I mentioned, as I've often done, because it thrilled my heart so much to read about it, the Lewis Awakening in the Hebridean Islands, 1949 to 1952-53, and the ministry there of the Reverend Duncan Campbell. You know, after that meeting, I was talking to some brothers and sisters in Christ. It was a small meeting, and a large gentleman came up who was a real theologian in his mind, and as we were talking, he didn't say anything negative about what I had said, but he says, you mentioned there the Reverend Duncan Campbell. He says, "I lived for a while up in the Highlands of Scotland." And he says, "I heard him preach quite a number of times." And I was thrilled about this, and I pricked up my ears and said to him, I'm sure that was a blessing. And he said, "Oh, no, no, no." He says, "He was nothing but an Arminian." You know, as a young Christian, I read this book here, Channel of Revival, The Life Story of the Reverend Duncan Campbell. It blessed my soul. And I thought, you know, what a man of God, what a man to emulate and follow. But this fellow said he's nothing but an Arminian. Didn't matter that he'd seen revival. Didn't matter that he had a testimony amongst God's people that was second to none. Didn't matter that he led many people to the Saviour. In that man's view, he was nothing but an Arminian. Very well, a day or two later, we were in this man's home and he had a huge library of books, about four times the size of this library that I have here. And I was going through and looking at all his books, and he was showing me these books and came across, he had nearly everything by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. At that time, I was collecting Lloyd-Jones's books. I only had one or two, but I was really enjoying them. And I remember pulling out one of Lloyd-Jones's books, his commentary in Romans, and I said, "Boy, Martin Lloyd-Jones, he's some preacher I've really benefited from him over the years." And I was looking at this book and he said, "You know, I lived in London for a while and I knew where he was going here." He says, "And I attended Westminster Chapel whenever Lloyd-Jones was the preacher." I said the same thing. I says, "Lloyd-Jones, you sat under his ministry." I says, "He was a great man of God." I says, "I'm sure that was a blessing." He says, "Oh no," he says, "he was far, far too long-winded, and he'd nothing good to say about Martin Lloyd-Jones either." I said nothing, looked around the library a little bit more, came across one of these little books by Oswald J. Smith, and lifted this book and I thought, Oswald J. Smith, I says, "I've never heard much about him. I've read one or two of his books," and I says, "he was a great man of God, seemingly, and seen a great work done for God in Canada." You'll never guess what he said next. He says, "I actually lived in Canada for a while, and they lived in Toronto, and I attended Oswald J. Smith's church." I looked at him and smiled and says, "Well, I'm sure that was a blessing." "Oh no," he says, "he was nothing but an entertainer." Martin Lloyd-Jones, too long-winded. Oswald Smith, who's seen more people sent to the mission field than maybe any other pastor in the 20th century, was nothing but an entertainer. Martin Lloyd-Jones, one of the last men in the UK to see revival, was nothing but an Arminian. Isn't it easy to point the finger at others and find fault with everybody else? You know, until I have seen as many people on the mission field as this man has, as soon as I've put out as many books as Martin Lloyd-Jones has, as soon as I've seen revival like Duncan Campbell has, then, and only then, might I be able to look down on somebody. Even then, it wouldn't be right. And I'll never, ever see the work done unless God does something amazing that any of these men have done. Every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Judge not, that ye be not judged.